Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great week. We are going to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about powering you up. We got flu bugs that are probably going to be very interesting this cold winter flu season. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And also we're going to be talking about the year of the botanical because according to some market research, you know, botanical products are taking off and people are seeing the benefits. So we're going to talk about all that good stuff. Yes, we are. And for those of you that are up bright and early to Saturday morning, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner on GCN 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. So if you can be there, great. Also, right here on American Voice Radio on the 21st, we'll be talking again with Dr. Rebecca Carley. So do mark your calendars. And we'll empower you some more. We have a quack report, but before we do that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. God's hand of protection be upon them. And also while we're hitting the knees, we're also asking the Lord to help righteous men and women all over this nation to take positions of authority and power and bring this nation back one nation under God. So if it's God's will, it will happen. We need his help. We definitely have to ask for that. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, what do we have? Apparently some new brain imaging. They say they can predict who's going to be intelligent and who isn't. New study. New research from Washington University in St. Louis suggests that 10% of the individuals have a variance in their human intelligence, and it can be predicted based on the strength of your neural connections between your left prefrontal cortex and other areas of the brain. So overall, your brain size does matter somewhat, but it accounts for only 6.7% of your intelligence, they say. This most recent research has pinpointed the brain's prefrontal cortex region, be right behind your forehead, as the critical hub for high-level mental processing. If you want to read more about this research, it was published in the Journal of Neuroscience. It was an article on global brain connectivity, so you check that out. What else do we have in the quacker? Well, here's something that's interesting. It's a very dangerous drug, and it comes from a tree in South America. It's called the Bora Ranchero tree. And the tree has seeds, flowers, and it possesses hallucinogenic chemical substances. So if you, you know, consume it or even inhale its powdered form, it's capable of pretty much removing your free will, and you become a mindless robot or a zombie. And you can be fully controlled by suggestion. Isn't that interesting? It tends to block a person's ability to form memory, and it temporarily inhibits your ability to make free will choices. So if you inhale or consume this substance, it has a chemical called scopolamine that can turn a person into pretty much a robot and do whatever another person tells them to. Interesting. According to Demeca Black, he's a Colombian drug dealer, he says this: you could be walking and then suddenly poof, implying that, you know, somebody blows the powder of the Bora Rancho tree into your face and you breathe it in. He says, and in a flash, the person is totally drugged. He says, you wait a minute and then it's, you see it kick in, and then you know that that person is yours. So you can guide them wherever you want. It's like, you know, they're a child, he says. You can say, take me to your house, give me your checkbook, take all their savings, give me the credit cards, numbers to your accounts. Or how about this, folks? Go to the movie theater and shoot the people inside. Oh, yeah. Interesting, huh? What else do we have in the crack report? Martial law shakes hands with the U.S. vaccine program. The Pentagon has pretty much gone into the vaccine business. DARPA, you know, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, has been doing some research on vaccine production. They found a way to produce flu vaccines a lot faster than Big Pharma can. They've utilized vaccines grown on tobacco cells instead of the traditional chicken egg. So they've turned out a staggering 10 million doses of a flu vaccine in 1 month. Holy mackerel. So the project's called the Blue Angel. Puts the Pentagon in the forefront of vaccine business here. And why is the Army involved in vaccines? Well, according to DARPA, it's all about readiness to, you know, contain those bio threats. you know, those flu viruses, you know, because, you know, viruses, even vaccines, are considered by the military as a bioweapon. So the military can invent a bio threat, step up and provide the solution to you. It doesn't really matter whether the bio threat is real or imaginary. The threat would offer the chance to initiate a martial law scenario, after which military could vaccine. The vaccine would be mandatory, you know. Well, let me ask you guys something. That is a plausible scenario, okay? It's not. I mean, you can't rule it out completely. So have you gotten a pandemic kit yet? You know, for forced inoculation and to cover your, you know what, from the viruses out there. If you haven't, check it out. Now, we've tested that kit on tetanus, brown recluse spider bites, copperhead bites, you name it, we've tested it. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and get you a pandemic kit, okay? Let's see, what else is in the Quack Report? Hey, the superfoods, they say, will give you superhuman strength. They've done some epidemiological studies to prove the longest living and happiest people remain connected to the earth. You know, they thrive on the whole foods, the natural foods. And they eat things like spirulina, chlorella, and goji berries, mushrooms, that kind of stuff, because it helps with blood sugars, boosts the immune system, and it detoxifies them of poisons. And in particular, that spirulina and chlorella, these are both considered microalgae. There's a difference, though. Spirulina, very high in your B12, your B-complex, iron, essential trace minerals, beta-carotene, gamma acids, and so it's the richest source of natural antioxidants. And your chlorella, high concentrations of chlorophyll, of course, even higher levels of beta-carotene, B12, iron, protein. It has the ability to remove heavy metals from your digestive tract. So check those out. If you're looking for those, check out the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, last but not least in the Quack Report, have you ever bought, or do you know someone who's ever bought synthetic vitamins? Is there a jar of that stuff on your kitchen counter? Well, you may be taking a multivitamin, but what is it? Is it a one-a-day, a Centrum, an Equate brand, Sam's Club members, Mark Complete, Flintstones? Well, have you really read the labels? Do you know that they are full of synthetic additives? And they also have other ingredients in there. So if you've ever taken any of these, you may be astonished to find out that you may have some liver, kidney, and colon problems down the road, because these types of products can not help your health but hinder it, and you're going to need to do some organ cleansing. Toxic vitamin imposters is what they are, and they are not absorbed by the body because they have some dangerous additives like talc, dyes, sodium benzoate, cellulose, wax, silicon, titanium dioxide. And, you know, in the mid-1930s, you know, the multivitamins, they started showing up in the grocery stores and so forth. They were made from natural dried compressed vegetables and fruits and concentrates. But by the 40s, they started using synthetic ingredients. So big brand name vitamins on your shelves of your grocery stores and drug stores have synthetic ingredients, and they're carcinogenic. And they're made by Big Pharma. Okay, Pfizer owns Centrum. Bayer owns One a Day. So, you know, do your homework on your vitamins. Multivitamins tend to have the chewables. They'll have aspartame in them. That'll give you fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome. Some of these vitamins will even cause Alzheimer's. So you really want to do your homework and make sure that you're getting some organic whole type supplements. They're out there, folks. They're out there. Do your homework. And if you need some help, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. They'll help you out. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, you know what it is. It's the year of the botanical. That's right. You know, I was recently researching some marketing statistics, and I came across a pile of data regarding herb markets. And experts are saying that in 2013, it's going to be the year of the botanical. So one of the reasons the natural herb market is prime for a hike is that, you know, the public just isn't satisfied with the same old approach to health that the medical community dishes out. More and more people are looking to their dinner plate and to organic supplements to help them out of a jam and to stay healthy. So I don't know how many times while talking to folks that I've heard them say something like this. You know, I don't go to the doctor. I stay away from them if I can. You know, I wish I had a dime for every time I heard that. Well, let's take a look at what may be on the horizon for your herbs, minerals, and other nutrients. So see what it's going to do in the organic supplement market. But first, let me read you this quote by Dr. Ben Klinger. He's an educator and practicing physician at the Continuum Center for Health and Healing at Beth Israel Medical Center in New York. He says this: public preference for botanicals, nutraceuticals, and food-based therapy is not going away soon, and it is not being tempered by the recession. The medical community needs to do a better job of meeting patient demands. Yeah, he's right. They know you want something better. You want something natural. You want something that's not going to deliver side effects. Okay, let's look at the first choice, because why is the natural supplement market, and especially the herb market, growing, especially during a recession? There are several reasons, but the number one reason is that in many countries, botanical medicine is the first choice in prevention health care. Now, the second reason is that people, about 81%, are having to cut costs, and they are delighted to discover that not only do botanical supplements save them money over the prescription drugs, it also keeps them healthy. And that is from some research from Symphony IRI Group, and that's in Chicago, Illinois. So the pharmaceutical products are both monetarily costly, and they offer a depressed quality of life with side effects. So nearly the entire world has figured out that herbal supplements save them more than money. Now, the FDA, they got their work cut out for them trying to scramble to preserve the pharmaceutical stranglehold on health care. Let's talk about your health concerns, because one of the reasons natural supplements and herbs are so popular is that they do help us become independent of the costly health care system, and more importantly, from disease. So a majority of the people recognize that their lifestyle and their supplements are addressing the most common health concerns like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, liver and renal disease, depression, obesity, and cancer. So if 80% of the planet eats healthier and taps into the power of medicinal herbs with no side effects, then 24 million people won't die from heart disease. Well, here's a word to the wise. I want you to be careful where your supplements and herbs come from, because the market experts say that a majority of growth in the botanical markets is going to be coming out of China, Brazil, and Europe. Now, I want you to insist on certified organic and not just organic supplements in your supplement products. So your ingredients, read your list. So very few overseas botanical suppliers will offer consistent, high-quality, certified organic supplements, okay? And what's going on in America? Well, according to the Council for Responsible Nutrition in Washington, D.C., more Americans are becoming serious about their health, and they're taking action. They estimate 314 million Americans are kind of sick and tired of being overweight, with no energy, high blood pressure, and diabetes. And about 23% of them are seeking natural ways, healthy lifestyle, exercise, and herbs to reverse their health conditions. Now, the rest of them are either not taking action yet or they're relying on their AMA physician to save them. So a big key to health is being responsible. Let's talk about the most popular, because according to the March 2012 SpinScan data, the top-selling herb products addressed inflammation, prostate, immune system, adrenal support, detoxification, stress, sleep, and libido. Sales in these herbal products jumped between 8 and 13% over the last year. So, you know, it looks like the floodgates are open for the moment, since the FDA has, you know, for the moment, backed down from their new dietary ingredient regulatory demands. The natural supplement market has some breathing room to plan and develop new products according to the public's demand. So how long will the botanical barges flow freely before the FDA decides to act like the Suez Canal? Well, hard to say precisely, but I expect the break from more FDA regulations is going to be brief. But for now, your natural supplements, full of herbs, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more, is the fastest growing of all the nutraceutical markets. And, of course, that's from a study by Fredona Group of Cleveland, Ohio. So according to Market News, in 2010, the herb supplement market was a $33 billion global market. And this market is expected to reach $93 billion by 2015, according to Global Industry Analysis out of San Jose, California. But there might be some shrinkage. Be aware, because will the FDA revised proposal they're working on for the botanical market benefit the consumer? Experts doubt that that they're going to see any meaningful changes to the new dietary ingredient proposal and how the FDA will intend to implement their guidelines as regulations. Not yet materialized yet, but people are like, you know, waiting. There is talk in the botanical market that there has already been shrinkage in the botanical supply chain. According to the American Herbal Pharmacopoeia, companies are making changes in anticipation of the new FDA manufacturing guidelines, which would prohibit some ingredients from being used. So experts are dreading that the botanical industry is moving towards using fewer raw materials, which requires less testing in order to pass FDA inspections. And what's going on across the pond in Europe? Well, in Europe, the botanical industry is going through similar standardized changes. The official ruling for botanical and probiotics is still up in the air. This is significantly stifling the product creation development area. Health claims and benefits have pretty much disappeared from supplement labels overseas as a result of new regulations, and we're being told that the consumers haven't noticed it. I would notice it, wouldn't you? Of course, you know, you're savvy up there. You're smart. You probably already know, you know, zinc helps the immune system, so you don't need the label to tell you that anymore. Well, the most popular supplements overseas will address heart health, immunity, circulation, memory and brain function, liver detoxification, digestion, bone and joint health, weight management, and anti-aging. So the word is that making supplements in Brazil is pretty much a nightmare. The new legislation is still being worked out, and the industry does not know which ingredients will be approved or prohibited in products. The World Health Organization is attempting to stabilize supplement markets there with a standardized global harmonization code for the industry. Harmonization legislation is already in place for Latin American countries like Mexico, Colombia, Peru, Brazil, and Argentina. Well, they're working them into place. So the global trend is toward more legislation rather than less legislation, which means more demanding processing, testing, sophisticated technology, scientists, labs, decision makers to push the price of your supplements up. But will it push the quality of your supplements up? Good question. You know, some people are kind of skeptical, though, about the whole thing. According to Food Market Institute, a majority of Western consumers are concerned about the products becoming that are coming from China and India. The reason is that both countries are known to produce both the highest and lowest quality goods. So most American consumers can't really discern if a Chinese herb is of high quality or not. According to Mark Blumenthal of the American Botanical Council, with regard to China and India, supplements and supply traceable products have been a problem, and adulteration of the ingredients is high. So that's why I said, oh, be careful with imported supplements. But, you know, you can count on this. Needless to say, and regardless of global warming, any new legislation, or consumer trends, herbs have been here for thousands of years, and God willing, will survive the FDA, then the global product industry. So if you want more out of your health care, if you want more options, you're going to have to take responsibility for that. You're going to have to decide you're going to do more instead of relying on the people who manufacture synthetics. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and power up. Get a free product catalog. I'll also ask about their Power Herb kits, immune boosters, organ cleanse packages, and a whole lot more. Of course, right now they have that limited time special while supplies last. If you order a Power Herb kit or a pandemic kit, you will receive a free Power Herbs ebook, a 400-page book on herb secrets, cleanses, and an herb symptom reference guide, and a whole lot more. And it's a $14.99 value. So if you want to get a pandemic kit or a power herb kit to get familiar, roll up your sleeves, get to using herbs that are going to make you strong and power up that immune system of yours, then you'll also get knowledge. You'll get the free Power Herbs ebook to boot. Give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663 or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And you can become savvy, more knowledgeable. I also want to point out, if you're on their website, you can go to a section called Healthy Guidelines, and it's a new section that they're adding to weekly. And in this area, you'll learn about cleansing steps and tips, how to cleanse the body and be more successful and safe as you do it. Supplement secrets is in there, too, as well as when you should cleanse, and the mistakes to avoid when cleansing, and also how to store your herbs so they last a long time, you know, have a long shelf life of like 10 years. So there's lots of things to learn about herbs, but you're proactive out there. You can learn these things and become more powerful doing it. A lot of people just don't realize that they can power up an immune system and it can be 10 times stronger than the average person. And let me tell you, after generations of antibiotics, it's easy to do. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Hear the man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and more empowering news is coming your way. And we're going to be talking about, well, we've got, you know, the summer's going to be wrapping up real soon here and quickly, because didn't the summer just fly by for you? I know it did for me. So, you know, already they're in the stores, they're moving out the summer stuff, and here comes the sweaters, right? Soon, back to school, if it's not there already, and your Halloween stuff, and then Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness, we're into winter, okay? So let's talk about how we can, as much as possible, not only power up that immune system, but is there a way to make ourselves invisible to disease, especially the flu viruses that circulate in the wintertime? Well, we're going to talk about how we can cloak ourselves and become that way. So we're going to build up the immune system, and that way we're going to become more resistant and pretty much invisible to these superbugs, these flu bugs. Now, there is a reason that you have an immune system in the body. The definition of immune is to be exempted from. not susceptible to, protected against anything harmful. So if you want to be invisible to disease as much as humanly possible, you want to build up that immune system, flex the immune system muscle. And how do you do that? Well, you want substances, the natural ones, that are going to stimulate the following systems of your body, your immune system, of course, but your circulation and your glandular, okay, very important. So I want to tell you a little bit of an herb secret here. Herbs with medicinal properties have concentrated compounds that help you accomplish a lot of these goals. They all contain these things called saponins. And what are saponins? Well, they are chemicals that assist your human system to isolate, purify, and eradicate substances that are harmful. So translation, your saponins help transform your immune system from a Pee Wee Herman into Hercules, basically. Well, let's talk about being more invisible to disease. With the right herbs that contain the right saponins, you can pretty much write your own path on improving adaptogen function and become more invisible to pathogens. Functions such as cardiac performance, your overall immunity, your endurance, your liver function, having more oxygen circulate through the system, having more antioxidants, and also being able to balance blood sugar are all going to be improved with saponins. That's a lot. This is all in one swoop, basically. And this is why some herbs have a prefix that is called panax. And panax is a derivative of the Greek word called panacea, okay, because it has a lot of benefits, a lot of action. Let's look about training up your defense system, because with the help of your saponins, you can have an immune system that behaves like a highly trained combat unit that can isolate disease and neutralize it and eject it from your body pretty quickly, even before you even feel a symptom. So disease won't know what hit it, basically, because you're going to have super-duper killer cells called macrophages that can code and strike and kill a pathogen like a SWAT team with night vision, okay? So it's pretty powerful what you can do with certain herbs and foods that have saponins. So let's talk about some of these herbs that contain your saponins. Herbs like licorice, wild jam, black cohosh, blue cohosh, alfalfa. These are all herbs with high saponin count, and they can heighten immunity. Also, you can layer it with ginseng and garlic and echinacea. Your Korean ginseng, Siberian ginseng, and American ginseng are all excellent. I like to use Siberian and American, but you can use any of the sources that are certified organic. Now, your Siberian ginseng has more magnesium and phosphorus and zinc content, which is going to be excellent support for the immune system. It's also going to be excellent for you handling more stress and also regulating more blood sugar. The American ginseng has a higher niacin, selenium count, and also has the ability with the saponins in it to give you more endurance, to assist the cardiac function and the liver function overall, your immune system, and of course your glands. Okay, so the rate at which your liver cells can regenerate and filter out pathogens, because that's the job of the liver, is to once the invader pathogens are delivered to it, it has to neutralize them with enzymes like P450 and then make sure it leaves the body. So your liver works very well with your immune system at taking care of a lot of pathogens. So you want to get more oxygen into the system. You want to be able to create more super-duper macrophages, the killer T cells that your immune system will manufacture. And also you want to be able to absorb more oxygen and go ahead and have a very magnified and efficiently running immune system. So if you want to have an immune system that responds pretty much like Navy SEALs, the U.S. Marines, the Air Force, did I miss any arm of the military? I apologize if I did, but you get the idea. I recommend that you layer in some ginseng with your immune-boosting herbs to do that. It'll be like when you layer in the ginseng with your echinacea, your garlic, your astragalus root, with all these saponins, it's like giving the herbs a heat-seeking missile towards disease. So ginseng, garlic, echinacea root, parda, arco, inner bark, habanero, cayenne, what an excellent combo. All these different herbs are going to be powering up that immune system, making it 10 times stronger than what the average person has. Also, it'll help you be more resistant to these viruses that go around. And by the way, when your immune system encounters viruses, it codes them. It remembers that pathogen code. So the next time you come in contact with it, it automatically has the recipe, if you will, the chemical components to put together and make something to neutralize that pathogen so that you don't even get sick. So that's how your immune system works. Suppressing it with antibiotics where it doesn't do that is where it weakens you. Taking a lot of vaccines is where it weakens your immune system. We have a race of humans now that practically have almost no immunity. And it's a very sad thing. And so you need to power it up. You can do it. You can get it out of the wheelchair. Your immune system's been in that wheelchair. It cannot run the marathon when a pandemic hits if you haven't exercised that immune system. So this is what you need to do. You need to power it up. There's a lot of herbs you can use pretty regularly as a prevention, and there's some herbs you want to save for when you're sick to shorten the duration of illness. And you know what? The folks at Apothecary Herbs show you how to do that. It's all about education and great tools. That's the recipe for success, having a great product but knowing how to use it. So contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their free product catalog. If you're able to visit their website, don't forget to check out their healthy guidelines section where you'll learn a whole lot. There's little excerpts in this section from the Power Herbs ebook, so you get a little smattering of what's in the Power Herbs ebook. And if you want a free Power Herb ebook, get you a pandemic kit or a Power Herb kit this month because that's the special. So $14.99 value and more. Call them toll-free for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, and, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and 24/7 store right there. Okay, we got some time, so we're going to talk about some plants that are also going to be kind of like your parachute when you're in trouble health-wise. So, when you think of parachutes, you think of, you know, people that jump out of those planes and the parachute opens up and, you know, they glide safely to the ground. So the parachute is kind of like a lifesaver, right? And what do they have to do in order to get that parachute to open? Well, they usually pull on a cord. Now, a cord has braids, usually three. Actually, a three-cord rope is stronger than any single or two-stranded rope. So during World War II, the paratroopers, they were using lightweight but strong braided cords. And these cords were once made from heavy, coarse materials. But after World War II, these lightweight ropes used by the military, they started to become available to us civilians. So the lightweight rope cord today is usually composed of nylon and often is used with parachutes. Now, the term golden parachute is loosely tossed around, as you know, describing executive payouts in big corporations. But I often say that when you find an ethical business person, you should hold on to their business card like it is the ripcord to your parachute. So let's talk about this parachute, which I am referring to. It really isn't the nylon cord. It isn't currency. It isn't anything that you seek to acquire. The parachute that you want will be three very important health benefits. It's going to contain organic protein for energy, immune system support, and also help eliminate poisonous toxins fast. Now, that is a parachute, and you don't even have to leave the ground to get it. There are some things we're going to talk about. The average protein requirement for us humans is about 50 grams. And when protein is referred to, we often think of, you know, animal foods as protein sources. Like 4 ounces of steak will offer you about 40 grams of protein. And fish, 40 grams of fish, and chicken, about 30 grams. So if you're looking at 4 ounces of steak, 4 ounces of fish or chicken, that's the type of protein in grams you're going to get. Without adequate protein, our bodies tend to take and break down the muscle and convert the muscle and some vital tissues for energy. So we definitely need protein. And without protein, your body can't make thyroid hormones for insulin and balance your metabolism. So protein has a lot to do with nearly every part of the body: muscles, blood, skin, hair, nails, heart function, and of course brain function. So protein's pretty important, so we got to have that. And where can we get some really good pure protein? You know, protein that's not been irradiated, pumped full of hormones and vaccinations and, you know, GMOs. Let's see what we can find. There is a food source which can provide you 50% protein without any unhealthy effects, like animal food can. And there, it's called chlorella. It is easy for the digestive system to absorb it and then convert it to an amino acid to feed the cells. This is pretty evident by measuring any special compound that encourages growth and repair of cells, called a chlorella growth factor. So it helps the body rejuvenate and repair. When children are given food sources like chlorella, they found that they have strong teeth, and also it repairs tooth decay, and it replenishes the dentin and strengthens the jawbone for full development. Now, the concentration of plant protein that's in chlorella, DNA and RNA in it, helps children grow to be more developed, to a more developed full size. They have higher IQs, and they're able to resist illness better. So if you live in cold climates, you may want to tap into chlorella. The Japanese did a study back in 1970. Their marine defense fleet showed their, they had some naval trainees, and they were taking 2 grams of chlorella each day for 3 months to help them resist viruses and also unwanted weight changes. Another Japanese study at the University Medical College there, they showed that chlorella heals wounds in half the time, which are resistant to, you know, conventional treatments like antibiotics. So this is especially important if you're a diabetic, who usually, you know, you have sick blood, it's loaded with toxins, and your wounds don't heal very well. Chlorella is going to help cleanse that blood a bit. So there's lots of healing possibilities. It's very good for peptic ulcers, gastritis, duodenal ulcers. So chlorella is very, very beneficial. World governments and scientists have been actually studying and testing chlorella for years, and our U.S. space program used it because of the oxygen benefits it offered. So fortunately, we don't have to be strapped to a rocket and go to outer space to get the benefits of chlorella. In 1981, Dr. Benjamin Frank did extensive research on this plant food. He gave it to his patients, and he was able to reverse degenerative diseases like arthritis, emphysema, heart disease, vision problems, memory loss, and depression. So it's an amazing, amazing organic nutrient that the body can accomplish a lot of miracles. I call them healing miracles with this pure protein energy food source. So chlorella, write that down. Got to have that. Now, what about antibiotics? Research done on chlorella back in the 1940s and 50s showed it contained a natural antibiotic. So rich trace minerals, antioxidant photonutrients, and carotenoid saponins are in chlorella, and they offer you some natural antibiotic protection without the side effects of an antibiotic. Isn't that great? So when the body is under stress, it's weakened, take some chlorella, has antioxidant properties, has vitamins and mineral nutrients, including your vitamin C and E. It increases the body's ability to handle stress, remove any lingering toxins. Zinc is also in chlorella, and it will also improve sexual performance and your insulin receptors. So chlorella is an excellent food source. And I like to refer to it sometimes as a sanitation engineer, because what happens when you get debris and toxins and waste material that builds up in the system and it doesn't get disposed of, well, you can get disease when that happens. So the benefits of detoxifying is a very good way to promote your longevity. Chlorella has a little bit of a built-in sanitation engineer for your cells and your entire system. The high amount of chlorophyll in this food tends to purify the blood and use oxygen more efficiently. So if mold is a problem for you, let's say, chlorella will be a perfect ally, as well as help remove industrial pollutants from your system. So you're going to need some extra protection if you are exposed to pollutants on a regular basis. And the magnesium that is in chlorophyll helps support your central nervous system, your brain, and it protects you against an accumulation of toxins in your tissues. An added benefit, my goodness, do we need another added benefit? But okay. Another added benefit to your chlorella is it helps protect the nucleus of your cell DNA from all your pathogens. So we got flu season coming up, right? This is an essential way to protect yourself against cell mutation, GM foods, vaccines, and, of course, viruses and bacteria, and God knows what else is going to be out there. So chlorella, excellent food source. It is pretty much a hedge against disease. It's a disease protection type of nutrient. The research tends to point to chlorella as being a protective source from disease. The saponins, the nutrient, and it helps detox your system of biotoxins like tuberculosis, Lyme's disease, tetanus, and mold. Now, the public school system across the United States is adjusting inoculation schedules all the time to include more vaccines for younger kids and to insist on booster shots for the older school children. Tetanus vaccines will be most likely the favorite booster. Now, we're told that special DNA coding has been added to encourage an allergic reaction to pregnancy, creating infertility and spontaneous abortion issues in females. That's what's in your tetanus vaccine, according to specialists. So chlorella will leverage the antioxidant action, like flipping on a detoxification switch in the body, and increase what is called a scavenger function, your glutathione, and push toxins out of your cells real quick. Stress is immediately reduced on the body, and when this happens, your whole system functions better. Now, as a parent, I don't like to fool around. You know, my kids take chlorella, they take spirulina, they take a lot of stuff. Of course, they use those ingredients that are in the Body Foundation food mix. You just throw it in a smoothie and you're done, or in your favorite juice, vegetable or citrus, and you got it all taken care of. So do that. Tap into that nutrient source, especially with the flu season coming up. Also, your pandemic kit that thepowerherbs.com offers. If you do have to be in a situation where, you know, school or work requires a vaccine, hopefully it doesn't come down to that for you, but you're in a position where you can't not have it, for whatever reason, your pandemic kit has a way to reverse the vaccine. So check that out. We've used it on brown recluse spider bites, tetanus shots, copperhead snake bites, and a whole slew of things. So it will draw out the toxin and protect the blood system from the pathogens in the vaccine. So check that out at your earliest convenience, and it has a long shelf life, so it'll be ready when you need it. ThePowerHerbs.com, and type in the search box pandemic kit, or just click on herb kits to get on over to that. Also, you know, if you're looking for a total kit with 13 powerful herbs every kit should have, check out the Power Herb Kit. Very versatile kit. 13 powerful concentrated herb formulas that are naturally aged and cold pressed, which means they have professional strength, potency. And what you can do is there's a master sheet that comes with the kit, and you can use each of those formulas separately for certain things and then in different combination for other things. So it's a nice teaching kit as well as a tool for you to combat things like earaches, indigestion, diarrhea, vomiting, colds and flu. It's a whole list. Gallbladder attack. I mean, it's a whole list of things that you can do with this kit. So that's the Power Herb kit. Now, either one of those kits, Power Herb or Pandemic kit, you will receive a free Power Herb ebook when you get one. 400-page ebook that I wrote with cleansing tips, herb secrets, how to make your own herbal products, an herb symptom reference guide, herbs for moms that are pregnant or nursing, herbs for pets. I mean, it's a long list of things in there. So lots of tools, lots of information. That's what we like to do at Apothecary Herbs, because when you make a great product, you give great information on use and quality support. You can call or email for questions or concerns, and a money-back guarantee. That's a winning combination for you guys to be successful. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call toll-free, and they'll send you a free product catalog. That is the ripcord to your parachute right there. Thepowerherbs.com, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free number. Give them a call and get you a kit while supplies last, and that'll be great. Okay, so what's coming up next week? Well, I think we're going to talk about some ancient clinics next week, what they did in the 1700s, how they tapped into some natural things at their disposal to heal themselves and to stave off illnesses. We're going to talk about that. And if you have a health topic you would like me to cover, don't be shy. You can either call me at Apothecary Herbs during the week or drop me an email, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and I'll be happy to work that into the show. And while you're on thepowerherbs.com, don't forget to check that healthy guidelines area. You'll learn about cleansing steps, how to cleanse the organs safely and in the right order. You'll learn about supplement secrets, so you'll come home with some really great products and you'll leave the garbage on the shelf. When you should cleanse and when you shouldn't cleanse, very important. Also, some mistakes people make when they're cleansing, so they don't get the full benefit. So you want to, you want to skip making mistakes. Also, how should you store your herbs once you get them? I mean, if they have a long shelf life, there must be a way to take care of them, right? Well, there is. So all those sections on there, healthy guidelines, thepowerherbs.com. These are little excerpts from the Power Herbs ebook. So you will get a smattering of information that is a gold mine that you will learn from and value, because this is empowering. This is empowering to you. It's empowering to your health, your family's health. And we want you to be strong and vital out there, because we got a fight ahead of us in this nation, and we got to be healthy, because without your health, you don't have anything. This is true. This is true. Well, I know I'm almost out of time, but do tap into my show Saturday, GCN, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, this Saturday the 4th. I will be talking with Dr. Christine Horner. We're going to be discussing some of the diagnostic tests out there in modern medicine. Is it safe for you to have them? Yes or no? And what other tests that you may be able to tap into instead of those? To help protect you from things like cancer and so forth. So she's going to be my guest. Of course, if you missed the show that I did with her right here on American Voice Radio, it is up on the show archive, so you can check that out at American Voice Radio, or just click on the Herb Talk Live archive area at thepowerherbs.com. So you can check that out. She was my guest on the 26th, so all the shows are listed by date and topic, really easy to find. So do check that out, and we'll be talking with her Saturday morning bright and early. Hope you can be here or be square kind of thing. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.